Welcome to My Greek Teacher Podcast. My name is Efi Asvesti and I am founder, teacher and copywriter at mygreekteacher.com. If you are looking for someone to guide you in the Greek language, I will be very happy to help you. Just click mygreekteacher.com and send me a personal email. Today we are going to talk about how to stay motivated to continue with our goal. Many people come to me and tell me that they find difficulty to find motivation and the reason why to continue working, because learning a language is something very demanding, so we need to find the strength every single week to continue with studying, to continue with the habit and the discipline. This is not something that comes very easily. We need to find sources that will give us the energy to go for it. In order to understand how it works, let's go back to the moment when we first wanted to start. When we first have an idea for a new hobby or project we want to take up in our everyday routine, it is easy to get excited and we want to take it up immediately. But what happens after a while when we start feeling tired or maybe a little disappointed with the outcome? Many things can happen that can make us feel disappointed. The amount of new things we need to comprehend, the already demanding life we have, some weaknesses of ourselves we will find on our way that will make us feel that we will not make it. It is absolutely normal. Basically, there is no way not to face these difficulties in our way. We all reach this point. Every single person you admire in any field has reached this point many times. This is not a big deal. What is a big deal is what we do to pass through the situation and have duration. This is a never-ending battle. What makes a difference is the persistence we show and how much we will last. I face this every day, but to tell you the truth, my students are those who have showed me how it's done. I admire my students as paradigms because they have duration in their hobby and kindness. For me, these two qualities are, as we say in a Greek phrase, the alpha and the omega, which means they are top priority, they are everything. So, let's go to the point and see what we need to do when we feel like quitting while we really want to continue with our hobby. Number one, embrace the break. Obviously, your body and mind are asking for a break. In our culture, having a break is considered a sin. We have demonized the break, while in reality, it is one of the top three steps to become good in something. In fact, I think that we must be taking a break before we get exhausted, but any time is a good step to start this idea. So, have a break when you feel like you want to have a break. Number two. Give yourself a reward. I hadn't realized until very recently how important this part is. We don't need to deserve a reward. We can use a reward as a good way to start our comeback. It can be anything. It can cost as much as you think, or it can be completely free. If you think that this part requires a lot of money or money in general, you need to reconsider what a reward is. I find the idea of starting all over again with a reward very refreshing. We have been through a lot. We need to take pleasure in our hobby. Treat yourself in the hobby the way you deserve to be treated. Your hobby is your elite moment. Number three, feed yourself. Be demanding. Watch a quality video on YouTube about anything that will give you inspiration. Feed the flow. This is something I always forget to do. I find myself being stuck and then I remember that it's been a while since I last provided the flow with new energy. Listen to a podcast, read a book, watch quality content, eat a fruit. Be demanding with the food for your mind and body. Number four, become a member of a community. Like all the aspects in life, hobbies skyrocket when we become part of a community. It can start from a social media group and you can take it wherever you want. Speak with like-minded people, exchange ideas, learn where they live, the difficulties they face, the tips they can share with you. There, you will see that you are not alone and you will find the strength to go on. I think I have mentioned number 5 in all the podcasts and all the articles and all the blog posts, but I really believe that I haven't highlighted enough. Number 5, remember why you first started. In the end of everything, this is the most important thing. Why we first started. How we felt when we first thought of starting it. Remember how it felt when you first started and see how far you have gone, even 2 steps ahead. Think of how it feels to know the things you know now. Feel grateful for yourself, for the time you gave. Be proud. If it doesn't worth it, then leave it. Don't drag it on your back. But if it is really worth it, continue doing it. Take a break and come back stronger. I really hope I helped you to stay motivated in learning the Greek language. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I really respect your time. In our next podcast, we are going to talk about how to approach the reading process in a foreign language so as the new information doesn't become an obstacle to continue with reading. Let's meet at the next podcast. Enjoy your week.